Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. Go with the stream. In late 2021, iPhone maker Apple Incorporated began manufacturing its flagship smartphones in India. Since then, it has quickly expanded its production capacity in the country, shifting part of its global supply chain out of China as Asia's biggest economy struggled in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the company that commands a market value of $3.44 trillion, or just a shade below India's GDP, is taking things a step further. This week, Apple tied up with Bharti Airtel to offer its music and video streaming services to the telecom operator's premium customers for free. The company said Apple TV Plus will come bundled with Airtel's premium Wi-Fi and postpaid plans. In addition, Apple Music will be available for premium users of Airtel's Wynk Music app, which is being shut down. But how does offering music and video content help Apple? Well, Apple is seeking to grow its digital services in India after strengthening its handset manufacturing and retailing operations. The tie-up with Airtel deepens Apple's presence in India and gives it a large and ready-made customer base. Remember, Airtel is India's second biggest telecom operator with 281 million subscribers. Apple TV Plus offers mostly English-language content. It mostly offers in-house content while most of its rivals provide TV shows and movies from other studios as well as their original content. But it is a tiny player in India's $28 billion media and entertainment market, where competition is intensifying. India's streaming market is dominated by the local arms of American companies Disney Plus Hotstar, Netflix, and Amazon Prime Video. Disney Plus Hotstar is currently the market leader with about 38 million paid users. Amazon Prime Video likely has about 20 million users in India, thanks partly because it is available via the e-commerce giant's Prime membership plans. Netflix has close to 10 million users in India, followed by billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Jio Cinema, Zee Entertainment C5, and Sony Group's Sony Live. In fact, Ambani's Reliance Jio, which is India's biggest telecom company with 489 million subscribers, is now acquiring Disney Plus Hotstar as part of an $8.5 billion merger of the Indian media assets of Reliance and Walt Disney. The merger got approval from the Competition Commission of India this week, despite concerns over the dominance of the combined entity in sports broadcast, especially the large and lucrative market for cricket. Okay, but what about Apple's strategy to offer its content for free? Isn't that a losing proposition? Well, in the short term, that might be true. But remember how Jio started off? Ambani launched Jio in September 2016 and offered data and voice calls for free. Reliance's deep pockets meant it could sustain Jio for several months even as its competitors bled dry and either shut down, and Ambani's Acom merged with each other, Vodafone plus Idea, or were acquired by Airtel, Telenor, Tata Docomo. In 2023-24, Jio recorded revenue from operations of 1.13 trillion rupees, or about $13.5 billion, and EBITDA of 56,697 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 50.1%. Apple has billions of dollars of cash on hand, so it can afford to lose a few pennies for a few months if that's what it takes. Can it beat Jio, Netflix and Amazon in India's streaming market? That's a battle we would love to stream. Jio Brain and New Energy. Staying with Reliance, India's biggest conglomerate held its annual general meeting of shareholders this week where Chairman Ambani shared his vision for the group's future and the company announced plans to issue bonus shares in its first such move since 2017. Reliance's AGM is the most awaited and most watched meeting of any company's shareholders in India. For, it's here that Ambani and other senior leaders of Reliance offer a peek into their thinking and what lies ahead for the company that currently commands a market value of $245 billion. In his address, Ambani unveiled steps to increase the group's adoption of artificial intelligence. Reliance plans to develop a suite of AI tools and machine learning platforms called Jio Brain and set up data centers in Gujarat that it plans to run with green energy. Our goal is to create the world's lowest AI inferencing cost, right here in India. This will make AI applications in India more affordable than anywhere else, Ambani said, referring to the process of running live data through trained AI models to make predictions or solve various tasks. He said Reliance was on track to more than double in size before the end of the decade and that it expects to double revenue and operating profit in its telecom and retail businesses over the next 3 to 4 years. Reliance Retail, India's largest retailer, now accounts for almost a third of the group's revenue while Jio, India's biggest telecom operator, contributes 15%. This means the two relatively newer businesses now make up for almost half of the group's top line that was dominated until a few years ago by oil and gas, refining and petrochemicals. Ambani also updated shareholders on Reliance's new energy business, which comprises green hydrogen production, solar photovoltaic and fuel cell manufacturing, and energy storage. Reliance, which operates the world's biggest oil refining complex at Jamnagar, had announced an investment of about $10 billion in 2021 into its new energy vertical. I foresee it, new energy business, becoming as big and profitable over the next 5-7 years, as our O2C, oil-to-chemicals, business, which we had built over the past 40 years, Ambani said. Be careful, be watchful. Capital markets regulator SEBI this week expressed its concerns over the euphoria in listings of small and medium enterprises. SEBI noted that stock exchanges had launched their SME listing platforms in 2012 to help these businesses raise funds from the market. Since then, SMEs have raised more than 14,000 crore by listing on these platforms. Of this, around 6,000 crore was raised during FY24 alone. The trend has continued in the current fiscal year, too, so much so that it has now started to raise widespread concerns. Consider this, the Rs 12 crore IPO of Resourceful Automobiles, which has only 8 employees and operates 2 bike dealerships, was subscribed about 400 times while Aesthetic Engineers got bids worth more than 700 times its share sale of 26.5 crore. No wonder, then, that SEBI cautioned against investing in SMEs and said investors should be careful and watchful of certain patterns. The market watchdog said some SMEs were presenting an unrealistic picture of their businesses after listing. These unrealistic announcements are typically followed up with various corporate actions such as bonus issues, stock splits and preferential allotments. These actions then induce investors to buy shares of these SMEs and provide the promoters of these companies to offload their holdings at elevated prices. So, if you are one of those who bet on SME IPOs, please do exercise caution while investing your hard-earned money. Market wrap. Indian stock markets hit new record highs on Friday, stretching their gains for the 11th day in a row. This helped benchmark indices to end higher for the third straight month in August, logging nearly 12% gains over the period. The 30-stock Sensex touched an all-time high of 82,637.03 while the 50-stock Nifty hit 25,268.35. For the week, the Sensex was up almost 1.6% and the Nifty climbed nearly 1.7%. Indian markets are benefiting from the easing of growth concerns in the US as well as expectations that the rate cut cycle is set to begin soon. Nifty stocks that gained the most during the week included IT companies LTI Mindtree, HCL Tech, Wipro and Infosys. Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, and Bajaj Auto were also among the winners this week. Other companies that rose included Bharti Airtel, drugmakers Divi's Labs and Cipla, and state-run firms ONGC and NTPC. The Nifty losers this week included Grasim, Coal India, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Adani Enterprises, and Adani Ports. FMCG stocks Nestle, Hindustan Unilever and ITC also ended in the red. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!